uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben. Uçacağım ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we are talking to the other Taylor Barnes, Sally Jepson, the gallery manager for the Jamestown Arts Center. How are you doing today, Sally?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to have you on the show again. And today we are going to be talking about a few things that the Jamestown Arts Center is doing. The third annual Oktoberfest is coming up this Saturday, and she's here to tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, fall is in the air, hunting season has started, and what do? You got to have an Oktoberfest.
A little early, though. It's Septemberfest.
But I know, but actually, Oktoberfest started in Munich, Germany, mm-hmm. and it spans 16 to 18 days, running from late September to the first weekend in October. So we're good to go.
We're about right there then. Yeah we're about at the end of September.
But the event is this Saturday, September 28th. It starts at 5:30. Goes to 9:30 p.m. It's for adults 21 and over because mm-hmm. there's beer.
Right.
It's taking place at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds. And tickets are available. They're $25. You can buy them at Cork and Barrel. You can buy them at the Art Center. Art Center board members have them, and they're also available at the gate. So we'd love to see everybody out there. Hey, you can go hunting. You can still come to Oktoberfest. You know, it gets dark eventually.
Right. And with all, I imagine it'd be a nice way to get away from, the house for a little while, and also the farmers that are out there with their crops and stuff, too, to come in to the fairgrounds for this Oktoberfest.
Yeah. And it's apparently the weather is going to be cooperative, and it's going to be a terrific day. With your $25 ticket, there's going to be chicken and fries, brats, sauerkraut, soft pretzels, and a number of Oktoberfest beers to try.
So now, this ticket gets them all of this then. Is that all free with the ticket?
Yes, it's all free with the ticket.
Oh, man.
There'll be music. Jerry Schlag is an accordion player from Minot. He's coming in to play traditional German music.
Okay.
There are games that are going to be offered. I guess there's a pretzel necklace that you taste a little beer, take a little taste of pretzel to clean your palate so you can go on to the next beer. So that's going to be an activity that's going to be taking place. What else do I say?
Yeah, Sally, one question for you. Mm-hmm. Now, it's $25. They get all of this fantastic stuff with it, but what does the $25 go towards?
The $25, good point, goes to support the Art Center.
Okay.
Once we cover our costs, everything else goes to the Art Center. So it's what Angela, my coworker, said, this is one of our fun fundraisers.
You put the fun in fundraiser then.
That's right.
Fantastic. So that's happening this Saturday, $25, and they are available from Cork and Barrel, the Arts Center, an Arts Center board member, or at the gate the night of Oktoberfest at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds, 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. And do you recommend people come dressed up too with their overalls and their
people can wear anything they want. If you want to come in costume, that's great. Wear your lederhosen and just make it a fun time for a fun evening. Yeah. I do want to thank the sponsors. Cork and Barrel has been terrific. Cargill Malt is donating the prize for the homebrew contest. Berkseth Brothers, Cavendish Farms are donating the fries. Beverage Wholesalers, Fargo Beer Company, and Valley Sales have all been wonderful sponsors for this event.
Good. Okay, so now there's also another fundraiser that the Arts Center will be putting on. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? I think I've heard a little bit about it, but maybe you should give some more details on that.
Yeah, this one will be occurring on October 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Arts Center. It's in conjunction with RM Stout, and it's called Driven to Drive. Casey Stout will be bringing all the 2013 Lincolns in, and anyone who does a test drive, $20 goes to the Art Center.
Man, so all they have to do is come and they have to test drive the vehicle, and then they've donated money.
There's absolutely no obligation to purchase the car. you just test drive, and $20 goes to the Art Center.
Wow.
And after you drive, you'll get a ticket, you can come in and have a glass of wine at the Arts Center.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, I mean, you're donating, but all you're doing is donating your time and getting to drive a brand spanking new vehicle, it sounds like.
That's right. That's right.
That sounds like a good deal. Now, where the money, okay, is going to the Jamestown Arts Center, but where is the money coming from?
The money is coming directly from Lincoln's Driven to Give program.
Okay.
So it's coming from the national.
Oh, wow. It's coming from Lincoln Motors, then.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's great. That's great to hear then. And that is happening again October 10th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Yep. And all the cars will be down at the Art Center. People
so you just have to go down to the Art Center.
Yeah, yeah. Bring your friends. It's a terrific partnership. And I think it could do a lot to raise a lot of money for
Absolutely.
The Art Center.
Great. Well, that is awesome. Now, also, Sally, since you are with the Arts Center, we can hear about some great things that all of these fundraisers are going towards. So what is currently at the Arts Center? What is the current exhibit right now?
The current exhibit is the 49th Annual Jamestown Fine Arts Association Art Show.
Ah, okay.
It is the biggest show of the year. We had a terrific turnout for the reception. There's over 90 pieces in the exhibit, all media, everything from painting to photography. If folks come down to see the exhibit, they can vote for their favorite. And at the end of the show, we'll have a People's Choice Award. That person will win a $50 cash award.
Wow.
and prizes have been given out, and we have programs that describe who won those.
Right.
Some local, some not local. It's one of the best shows of the year where people can purchase artwork. A lot of the work is affordable, and it's a lot to see in one place.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, over 90 pieces. That's quite a bit. How long will the 49th Annual Art Show be there, Sally?
It will stay open until October 18th.
October 18th.
Okay. So if you come down for the Driven to Give event, you will also get to see the exhibit.
Absolutely. It's a win-win situation. Plus, it is absolutely free to anyone who wants to go and see those exhibits, correct?
Yep. Free admission, and we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and... Oh, it is 10 to 2 on Saturday.
Fantastic. Sally, is there anything that we're missing at all that you'd like to get in before?
Oh, boy, Helen. I think just the Oktoberfest, it's not to miss. It's, wonderful deal for $25.
Oh, yeah.
Food, tasting all different kinds of beers, listening to music. It's just... just sounds like a terrific thing to do on a fall afternoon.
Right. Yeah, and it's definitely fall weather. Like you said, I was looking at the forecast here for Saturday, mostly sunny and a high near 65 degrees right now. So,
yeah.
I mean, that sounds like fantastic weather to have an Oktoberfest.
It is. It's the perfect group of events happening.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Well, Sally, thank you so much for coming onto the show and being Taylor Barnes again for the day.
Thank you so much.